China has not been immune from the financial crisis. The country's export-led economy is already feeling the pinch of reduced consumer demand. The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing reports that all the preaching from the West about the superiority of the free market doesn't sound so convincing to the Chinese these days.
On an official level, China has been fairly restrained about criticizing the culprits behind the global financial crisis. Former diplomat Wu Jianmin is now a professor at China's Foreign Affairs University.
China's position has three no's. First, no finger pointing. Second, no, no lecturing. Third, no, no America bashing. We offer win-win cooperation.
Actually, some Chinese have been pointing fingers. One is the deputy governor of the People's Bank of China, Yi Gang. Today, he urged the International Monetary Fund to increase its surveillance of developed nations that have what he called weak financial policy discipline. This, he said, was at the root of the current crisis. It's not gone unnoticed here that as Chinese banks are moving toward privatizing, the United States and Britain are partially nationalizing banks. Chinese entrepreneur Chen Shao-wei quipped about it on the BBC.
I've heard that the U.S. government's effort of bailing out the financial system has been characterized as U.S. socialism with Chinese characteristics.
Some Chinese bloggers are also self-congratulatory. They're writing that after all the lecturing the United States has done to China about human rights and the free market, it's the U.S. that's tripping over itself now. But independent economist Andy Hsieh says Chinese should not revel in the United States' economic problems.
The U.S. economy will be in recovering mode for many years. So I think that China needs to reconsider its growth model and needs to be less dependent on exports. I think that's really the biggest challenge for China in a long, long time.
Hsieh also dismisses those few Chinese who use the financial crisis in the United States to justify their own opposition to market-based reforms in China.
Some people in China are basically saying that the market doesn't work. What's going on is not the market didn't work out, the regulation didn't work, and the monetary policy didn't work. So we are facing serious consequences. We are relearning what we learned 70 years ago. That market needs to be regulated in the financial area.
China's banks have had their own crises in the past decade. They gave out so many bad loans to state-owned enterprises that the central government had to recapitalize the banks twice. Since then, many of China's banks have become more transparent and more market-driven. The current crisis is a reminder to them and to China that economic dangers can lie at either extreme, excessive government control, or almost no control at all. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.